Moncrief on News Talk.
Ireland has just brought back a bronze medal, but not at sport. It's from the European Girls Mathematical Olympiad. The person who achieved this was 16-year-old Roisin Spratt from Ursuline College in Sligo. Roisin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And congratulations to you.
Thank you.
The bronze medal, is it actually a medal?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and like, does it look a bit like an Olympic medal, that kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and do you have it in your possession, and where do you keep it?
I have it at home. I haven't found a special place for it yet.
Okay, so is it just, at the moment, is it just chucked in a drawer or something, or do you wear it around the house?
No, it's just on my desk currently.
Okay, right. And so before you went to this, you were in a program, the kind of a free mathematics enrichment class. So I assume you had an interest in maths anyway.
Yeah, I've always loved maths.
Yeah. And so why did you go to the enrichment class, and what was enriching about it?
Well, I heard through my school that they were like having classes there. So I decided I would go. Basically, we were just like doing like different maths to what you would do in school, kind of more challenging.
Yeah. Oh, right. OK, so it's stuff outside the curriculum you were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then when you go to this Olympiad, could you describe how the competition takes place? As I understand it, it lasts for 2 days.
Yeah, it's 2 days. And each day you have a 4.5-hour exam. Each exam has only 3 questions on it, though, so they're very tough problems.
4.5 hours? Is there a break or anything?
No. I mean, like, you're allowed to bring snacks and have a toilet break, but that's it.
Right. And do you get any sort of notification what might be in this exam, as in even the areas?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you can see all the past exam papers online, so you kind of get an idea of what the questions are like. The broad areas they're in would be geometry, algebra, number theory, and combinatorics.
Sorry, yeah. What's the last one?
Combinatorics.
Yeah, what's that?
It's kind of like counting different possibilities, or like permutations of, or ways of doing things.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that just went about 400 foot over my head, Roisin, to be honest with you. I'm close to innumerate. So these level of questions, I assume this would be far more difficult than, say, what you might get in the Leaving Cert.
Yeah, definitely. And they're not, like, as predictable either. Like, there's a lot more creativity involved. You kind of have to think on your feet.
And so then you do 4.5 hours the first day, and then is it another 4.5 hours the second day?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you were finished the 2 days, are you given a score after the first day, or did they wait till the end of the whole competition?
No, you're given your score like at the end, but you might get some updates from your leader about like how it's going or that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And these questions sound like, it's not as simple as, is there a right answer? Is it, are they marking it on how you go about answering it as well?
Yeah, it's all about like the proof, how well written your proof is.
Yeah. Oh, right. I see. So then when they come to the end and they announce, how everyone did, like, how do they go about doing that? Was it a big fanfare?
Well, the scoreboard is like put up online first, and then after that, the medal cutoffs are released based on like how many points you got. And then the next day, they'll have the closing ceremony where like all the medal winners will go up on stage.
Right. Okay. But you knew at that stage when you went on stage that you'd already won a bronze medal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would it be one bronze medal they give out, or are there three or four of them?
In total, I think there's maybe like 50 or 60 bronze medals.
Okay. And so then would there be a smaller amount of silver medals and a smaller amount of gold medals?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Were you shocked to win?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah. But you must have been thrilled with yourself that you did.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And now that you have, I mean, I don't know if you could put in your CV, I have a bronze medal in maths, whether, is that a thing you do?
Yeah.
Is it? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you in, what year are you in at the moment?
I'm in fifth year.
You're in fifth year, right. Okay. So are you seeing some sort of mathematical career in the future for you?
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah. What kind of thing would you be thinking?
I don't know if I'd go into like pure mathematics, but I'd probably want to do something math related.
Okay, right. Well, I mean, you could be an accountant, I imagine, but that's probably too easy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Don't waste that. Become a Nobel-winning physicist, maybe. Something along those lines. No pressure, though. Roisin, congratulations again, and thanks a million for speaking to us today. That was Roisin Spratt there, bronze medalist at the European Girls Mathematical Olympiad.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.